Make sure we got a good house. You can turn the monitor a little bit. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, somebody say, praise the Lord. You gonna leave your door open? You can leave it open for me. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Why is everybody spread out so far? We're gonna try to do something. We haven't done this one before, but we're going to try to do it. Is that all right? Why don't y'all just stand up? Give everybody a hug. Hug these people and love everybody. Everybody wear your deodorant as we're trying to work this out. Tell somebody.
Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. Look up, the storm cloud passes over. Everything, everybody, everything. Thank you. darker, the storm cloud passes over. Everything, 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 every single thing, everything will be alright.
Isn't that a neat little song? How many believe it? You believe it? Well, God! How many believe in prophetic words? Hallelujah! I believe I heard that word this week. Come on, everything,
everything will be all right. Everything gonna be all right. Look up, look up. Storm cloud passes over. Everything, every single thing, everything, every single thing, everything will be alright.
Now find yourself a partner. Find yourself a partner just real quick. Yeah, oh, come on. How many of you had some dark days? How many of you feel like you've been in a storm sometime? You know, every once in a while, storms do come. But if storms come, storms go. Now just tell him, say, I believe everything's going to be all right. Say, don't you worry about a thing.
Don't you worry about a thing. Everything's going to be all right.
Come on.
Don't you worry about a thing. Everything's going to be all right.
Don't you worry
about a thing. Everything's gonna be alright.
Tell them, don't worry.
Don't you worry about a thing. Everything's gonna be alright.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry about a thing, no. Everything's gonna be alright.
He's gonna work it out.
Don't you worry about a thing, no. Children, everything's gonna be alright.
He's gonna work it out.
Yeah, don't you worry about a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's gonna be alright.
Tell us, don't you?
Don't you worry about a thing, no. Everything's gonna be alright.
Everything.
Don't you worry about a thing.
I refuse.
Cause everything's gonna be.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry about a thing.
God's got it under control.
Everything's gonna be alright.
He's got it under control.
Don't you worry about a thing, no. Everything's gonna be alright.
Everything.
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 Everything. Everything. Everything will be alright.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah, we bless your name, oh Lord. Hallelujah, we bless your name, oh Lord. Oh, we bless your name. I'm so glad Jesus loves me. Everything's gonna be alright. Hallelujah.
What's that song? Ooh, wappity wop wop. What's that song?
Huh? Is that it? You sure that's it? Okay. Is that the one? Y'all like that one? I think that's right on sync with where we are right now, isn't it? 612. 612, let's go there. Come on, let's try that. Somebody say, praise God. Oh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. It's all right, it's all right, Lord, you make it all right. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want, bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. It's all right, it's all right, Lord, you make it all right. Well, if you want, well, if you want, bless me, Lord, that's all right. Bless me, Lord, that's all right. If you want to bless me, well, if you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right. Oh, it's all right, it's all right, Lord, you make it all right. It's all right, it's all right, Lord, you make it all right. Did you want, well, if you want to send the rain, that's all right. If you want to send your rain, if you want to send your rain, well, that's all right with concrete. If you want to send your rain, that's all right with me. It's all right, it's all right, Lord, you make it all right. If you want to bless me, if you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right. Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right. Oh, it's all right, it's all right, Lord, you make it all right. Well, ooh, up and you up, well, that's all right. That's all right with me. It's all right, it's all right, Lord, you make it all right. Ooh, well, ooh, uppity wup wup, that's all right with me. Ooh, uppity wup wup, that's all right with me. Ooh, uppity wup wup, that's all right with me. It's all right. that's all right with me. I know you want, I know you want. Well, bless me, Lord. That's all right. Hey, well, I know you want. Bless me, Lord. That's all right. Hey, that's all right. That's all right, Lord. You make it all right. Well, I know you want to bless me, Lord, and give me the victory. I know you want to bless me, Lord. You give me the victory. I know you want to bless me, Lord. You give me the victory. It's all right, alright, Lord. You make it all. Oh, let's sing that song. Well, I know you want to bless me, Lord. So give me the victory. I know you want to bless me, Lord. So give me the victory in everything. Well, I know you want to bless me, Lord. So give me the victory. It's all right. It's all right, Lord. You can bring me out. Yes, you can. Well, I know you want to bless me, Lord. So give me the victory. Well, I know you want to bless me, Lord. So give me the victory. How do you want the victory? I know you want to bless me, Lord, so give me the victory. It's all right, Lord. I believe I got the victory. Yes, I do. Well, I know you want to bless me, Lord, so give me the victory. Over my bills. Well, I know you want to bless me, Lord, so give me the victory. Over family problems. I know you want to bless me, Lord. Give me the victory. It's all right, all right. Lord, you make it all right. Well, glory, glory, glory. How many believe you're going to have the victory? Ooh, whoppity wop wop. That's all right with me. Ooh, whoppity. Ooh, whoppity wop wop. That's all right. Yeah, it's all right. It's all make it all right.
Somebody said, then that's some really crazy theology there, isn't it? Huh? You know, you get some things in your life that you just can't do anything about it. There are some things after you've done all that you can do. Somebody say, you prayed all you can pray. Anybody ever been there? You believed all you can believe. You've given all you can give. You've done all that you can do. Anybody ever been there? And there's nothing left to do but stand, 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 stand. You know, that's really high theology there when you get to the place where you realize what you have the ability to do and the rest is up to God. Say, only you can do it. How many of you got situations that only God can work it out? Only God can work it out. Only God can work it out. So bless me now. You know, that's really a prayer of humility when you ask God to bless you. Do you know? You want to bless me, Lord, that's all right with me. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all. I'm open. If you want to bless me, Lord, that's all right. It's all right. It's all right, Lord, you make it all. Aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? Aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? If it had not been for Jesus, tell me where would you be? Aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? Aren't you glad? Aren't you
Aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? If it had not been for Jesus, tell me when. Aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? Well, aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? Aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? If it had not been for Jesus, tell me when. Aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? He did it, didn't he? Well, aren't you glad that the Lord you glad that the Lord saved you? If it had not been for Jesus, tell me when. Aren't you glad that the Lord, I'm you glad you're saved? Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. Well, I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. If it had not been for Jesus, tell me, well, I'm so glad that the Lord saved. How many is saved? He saved me, saved me, he saved me, saved me. Aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? If it had not been for Jesus, tell me where. Aren't you glad, Lord? God is so good, can't keep it to myself. He's been so good, he saved me, he saved me, he saved me, saved me. Aren't you glad that the Lord saved you? If it had not been for Jesus, tell me when. Aren't you glad? How many of you are saved and you know it? Oh, you might have to help us by giving a mic over here, Krista. How many of God saved you out of some stuff? Huh? Mary, did God save you? Can you remember what it was like before you got saved, precious? Come on, you want to tell us a little bit? What God saved you from? Somebody say, give us a testimony. You're going to have to hold that, Crystal. You're going to have to...
I was involved in all kinds of occultic stuff before I got saved.
You gotta move over to the center.
Okay. I was involved in all kinds of occultic stuff before I got saved. Everything, hypnotism and Ouija boards and levitation and all kinds of different things. And it's just... I was going straight to hell where I was headed for. And God just, and I was just, I was living dangerously. I was flying around in all these, in these Cessnas and just taking all kinds of chances with my life, you know. Had some close encounters. I flew into an airbase one time by accident with a jet coming straight at me. I've been involved, I don't know what God has protected me. I'm so glad. I could have just gone straight to hell. Thank you.
He saved me. Saved me. He saved me. Saved me. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. If it had not been for Jesus, tell me. Well, I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. I'm so glad I'm not going to hell. He saved me. My feet. bar somewhere tonight or in a grave, but he picked me up and he turned me around. Then he placed my solid on solid ground. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord.
How many are glad you're still in your right mind? See, the devil tried to steal many of your minds, but God said, leave him alone.
Because he picked me up and he turned me around. Then he placed my feet on sand. If it had not been for Jesus, tell me where. I'm so glad that the Lord.
How many got your feet on solid ground? Say, I'm stable. Say, I know where I'm going. From glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. Hey, well, he picked me up and he turned me around. Then he placed my feet on solid ground.
If it had not been for Jesus, well, I'm so glad.
Testament.
He'll pick you up and he'll turn you around. Then he'll place your feet on solid ground. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I? I'm so glad that the Lord.
Well, Brother Dean, are you saved? Can you give us a little bitty titty weeny testimony about how God picked you up and turned you around and placed your feet on solid ground? Come on up here. Hallelujah. Come help him, Chris. Help him, Chris. Whatever, brother.
I don't have a very exciting testimony.
You got to go to the center of the room.
Mine was pretty normal and natural. Yeah, there you go. I'm a pretty regular guy. He gets up and goes to work every day and comes home and walks the dogs and eats dinner and goes to bed. I think the Lord saved me from my work and he saved me from myself. Instead of being at home watching TV or at happy hour after work on Friday, I'd rather be here. Well, this is a lot easier. We got Rita standing here in front of you. But it's good. And I'm glad I'm here. I got saved right there with God revealing himself to me, shining his light on me. That's why I sit in that chair every time I come here waiting for it to happen again.
Yeah, come on! And he picked me up and he turned me around. Then he placed my feet on solid ground. If it had not been for Jesus, when the Lord.
Well, Reed, I think you got a short testimony. Come on and give it. Come on, tell somebody what God has done. Somebody needs to tell it.
God lifted me up out of the mud and mire, and he gave me stability.
I'm really trying to.
I'll help her.
God has done so much for me, I don't even know where to begin to tell you. From finding my little brother dead when I was 2 years old, years of abuse, rape, depression, suicide, poverty, void paychecks to ones with five zeros on them. Well, four, I'm working on the five. 23 surgeries, 6 car wrecks, drugs, alcohol. You name it, I've been through it. And God spared my life so many times. He's spared me from so much stuff that I didn't have to pay for because He did. And He's given me a sound mind, a stable marriage, a wonderful daughter, a home, a car, new clothes, new shoes, money in the bank, bills paid, no more bill collectors calling. God's been good. And His word says if He'll do it for one, He'll do it for another. Yeah. He's no respecter of persons, and He'll do it for you. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord saved me. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, glory, praise God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and the all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, He's done a good job. Hallelujah, praise God for saving me.
How many people? God has done a good job, honey.
My soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Makes me want to lose my mind sometimes. Makes me want to have a Holy Ghost good time. Yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. Makes me want to praise Him all night long. Makes me want to praise Him all night long. Makes me want to praise my God all night long. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, praise God, praise God. Somebody help me. Praise God, praise God, praise God for saving me. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless Your name, O Lord. Somebody help me praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy and His power and His grace. Hallelujah.
makes me want to shout. It makes me want to sing. Oh, oh, glory to God. Holy is the Lord. Oh, behold how good and pleasant it is. Brothers and sisters dwell together in unity, lifting up Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. I love the Lord. Tell the Lord that you love him. I love you, Lord. God is so good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus is his name. I'm so excited about Jesus. The world knows it. I have victory, victory, victory. Jesus sets me free. I have victory, sing, victory, victory, victory. Jesus sets me free. I have victory. Hallelujah. Victory. Victory. Jesus. Jesus sets me free. Victory. 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 Jesus sets me free. I have victory. Victory.
What a confession.
Victory. Jesus sets me free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I have victory. Victory. Who the Son sets free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I am victory, victory. Who the Son sets free, who the Son sets free, is free indeed. I have victory, Jesus sets me free. Victory, victory. Sing a song of victory. Victory, victory, victory.
victory. Jesus sets me free. Just start to bless God right where you are. Start to bless God right where we are. Come on, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You know you get what you say. Victory. 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 Jesus. Jesus sets me free. I have victory. 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 Victory, Jesus sets me free. Jesus sets me, the Son. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I have victory, won't go back. Jesus sets me free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I have victory. Sets me free. Who the Son sets free, is free indeed. I am victory. Jesus sets me free. Think about the areas that the devil's trying you in. Think about those things that look like they will never change. Somebody say,
I have victory over it. Victory. Victory.
I won't be bound to that situation.
Jesus sets me free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I have victory. Victory. Who the Son sets free. It's free indeed. I
won't be bound to anything.
Victory.
Say it will change.
Who the Son sets free. It's free indeed. I am victory. Victory.
Isn't that nice? Say,
trouble don't last always. Trouble don't last always. Trouble won't last always. Trouble won't last always. And trouble won't last always. Trouble won't last always. Trouble won't last always. I have victory.
Yes.
Victory.
Victory.
Victory. Jesus sets
me. Who the Son?
Who the Son sets free. It's free indeed. I am victory. Victory.
Can we just claim that together? Just think of any situation, any kind of problem. Say, I declare liberty in Jesus' name. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I say so right now. I'm free. I'm free. Come on. I'm free indeed. I'm free. Glory to God. I'm free.
I am. I'm free. Yes, I am. I'm free. No, ba-na-na-na-na. I'm free. Oh, I'm free. Free. I'm free. Free. I'm free. 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 Jesus sets me free. Don't wanna be bound. Don't wanna be bound. Don't let me out. Don't wanna be bound. Don't wanna be bound. Wanna be free. Wanna be free. Yeah. I speak liberty in Jesus' name. Liberty in Jesus' name. Be free. Open prison doors. Break the yoke of bondage. Oh, I said I'm free from the devil's lies. Set him free from limited vision. Set him free from hopelessness. Set him free from all this mess and distress. I'm free, you're free. Yes, you are. Even now, even now, even now. Freedom from death. Freedom from lack, freedom from poverty, freedom from sin, freedom from pain, freedom from depression, freedom from bad days, freedom from hard knocks, freedom from strife, freedom from fear, freedom from hurt, yeah. Oh, you're free in Jesus' name, the word sets you free. Get a better vision in Jesus' name. You're free, you're free, you're free. You don't owe anybody anything. Only praise to God, only praise to God. Only love, only love, only love, only love, only love, only love. All you owe is love. All you owe is love and devotion. You're free in Jesus' name. Celebrate your freedom, celebrate your freedom. Hey, 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 hey. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Lama na na no da lama nika lama do ba da da ba da go di ya ma bo di 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 le ba na do shang de le le ba ba do se ba na ki ramo do di ya la mi di ya ta sa ma ba di ki ta ni ya ba da sa ma ki di ni no no na le ya la la ma ba di yo se bi di ya ko ba le di ta sa ma re ba do si ba break it down ya ma ya na si na 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 ya ne. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Everything's gonna be all right. I just sense that that's the same thing that I've been hearing for the longest time. Everything gonna be all right. Well, glory, made it through the storm and the rain. Joy comes in the morning time. That's a good one, Rita. We need to go on, but isn't that a nice confession? And joy comes in the morning light. Tell him. Joy comes in the morning light. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Tell them joy. Joy comes in the morning light. The light represents revelation. Yes, it does. Tell them. Joy comes in the morning light. Rejoice. Joy comes in the morning light. Rejoice. You don't have to shout and scream to rejoice. You can just raise your hand. Joy comes in the morning light. Rejoice.
celebrate.
Joy comes in the morning light. Rejoice.
I claim a new day. Come on.
Joy comes in the morning light. Rejoice.
I can just discern the Spirit of God speaking to your night season, speaking to all that darkness, all those bad days. The alarm clock's ringing, said, wake up, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen. All of your needs are met in the glory of God. Arise, shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. Arise, shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. Arise, shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. Say, I will celebrate. I will rejoice and be glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So say, thank God for a new day. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Well, you can give us some light. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. We can bring this down and mute those other ones. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless God, bless God, bless God. Hallelujah. Everybody say, this. Say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will. You got to have a willing spirit. You know, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Wow. You know, when you study that scripture, it talks about this is the day that the Lord has made. Basically what it means is, how many of you remember us teaching it a little bit? It said, this is a hot time. It says, this is, when it says, when you really, that's our English translation, it says, this is the day that the Lord has made. But if you were really going to break it down into the true meaning and better translate it, it says that this is a hot time. This is a time when you are at an advantage. I mean, the favor of God is with you. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Some say, this new season, this new time. Jesse, just pass me any Bible, preferably the ripped up one. Amen. Amen. This new season, this new time, this new day. Thank God for a new day. Hallelujah. Is a day that I will rejoice and be glad in. Is this thing as bright as it can get, Brother Jesse? Or all of them? Let's get everything as bright as it can get. Amen. I mean, it's a new day. You go to sometimes and say, man, about a month ago, you say, dim the lights, dim the lights. Now he wants to see. Somebody said, brightness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say it one more time.
Praise the Lord.
Very good. Hallelujah. I believe I want to go, if this page isn't ripped out of my Bible. Hallelujah. Go to Genesis chapter 1. Verse 26.
And God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and let him have, everybody say have, dominion over the fish of the sea. Let's read this again. Go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make, everybody say make, man in our own image after our likeness, and let him, what? Have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he male and female created he them. And God did what? Blessed them. Everybody say blessed. And said unto them. Somebody say blessed. And said. So there are several things I want you to look at. Write the word God gave. God made. God blessed. God commanded. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have what? And have what? Over the fish of the sea. And that's the command right there, isn't it? That's the first thing he told you to do. All right? Over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Well, I just think that's really good. One thought I just want to give to you is you're going to learn God's order of things concerning you. First of all, it all started with God made. We're created. God put us all together. Amen. Amen. And he said, let them have dominion. That means he gave you dominion. God made, God gave, and God blessed. And that word was really strong in my spirit a little bit earlier today. I want you to realize that not only are you being blessed, but you are blessed. And that's a lot of things that people are really missing. Everybody wants to get blessed. Anybody want to be blessed? And we always say that. You want to be blessed? You want to be blessed? Be blessed. Be blessed. One of the things you really need to realize is that you are blessed. Look at somebody and say, I am blessed. Say it one more time. I am blessed. Whether you like it or not, I'm blessed. How do you live that blessing on your life will start to manifest? So say, I'm already blessed. All I got to do is find a way to have this blessing start to manifest. Amen. Someone, we think about the way that God tells us to live. God structures our life by his word, through the command of the Bible, through the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And as we follow the Holy Spirit and we follow his word, amen, and we do what God wants us to do, guess what's going to happen? He's going to cause us to be who we truly are. And who we truly are is what he made us to be. God created us and God made us and God blessed us. But God wants to get us in the right atmosphere, amen, to where we'll really start to be who we were created to be. He said, listen, you're blessed, therefore be a blessing. He told that to Abraham, didn't he? That he commanded us that we should all be a blessing because we are all blessed. One of the things we're going to be studying in the next couple services is being blessed. It's being blessed. Started on Friday night. We were up there. We had just some questions and answers, some things on Friday. It was Wednesday night, Roz. Wasn't Wednesday night really good? And one of the things I'm praying and meditating and trying to keep my heart open before God. And find, oh, Lord, where are we going to share? And where do we want to go? And that thing just popped up. The people really need to know about, I know some people hate to hear this, about being blessed and about being prospered, and that God will give you a quality kind of life. And I started to argue with God a little bit about that at the coffee bar. You know, because at times we don't necessarily, anybody ever got to the place where you don't feel so blessed? Amen. Am I the only one? You just get a place when we think about blessings, what we do is we just think about all the fruit of blessing. We think about the kind of car we drive, the kind of house we live in, how much money we got in our pocket at the time, and all of those outward exterior things to measure whether an individual is blessed or not. And because of where I'm at right now in my life, I'm not saying I'm in a pit somewhere or a hole somewhere. I didn't necessarily feel qualified to be talking to anybody about any form of blessing. And I was just arguing, you know, just dealing with it. I said, well, let me get a little bit blessed. God, give me about a million or two, then I can talk about it, and people want to listen to what you have to say. Amen. Then that night, as we were studying, different people came, and we had two. Gloria has been here for a while, and we had another brother Bob. Was it Bob or Richard? What was the Richard? I'm getting good. Amen. I'm only one name away. Amen. And Brother Richard said he just wanted to know about the blessing of God and how to be blessed. It was just a confirmation that people want to hear these type of thing. First thing that we want you to realize about being blessed is that you are blessed. Amen. Is that you are blessed. That you are blessed. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Jesse, can you turn my laptop? I want to give him one more scripture. Just turn that laptop on. Somebody say, thank God for Brother Jesse. Isn't he the biggest blessing? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that blessings happen to us. The first command that God gave us was in, if you would look at this in verse 28, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and God blessed them. Blessings won't manifest unless God gives you a command. Amen. Blessings will not manifest unless you get to the area where you have to obey God. And he said unto them to be fruitful. Everybody say fruitfulness. And to multiply and to replenish. So say, I'm called unto fruitfulness, to multiplication, and I will refurbish and replenish the earth. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. There's another man that we want you to look at. You need to go over to. He's going to get my. Go on over to Genesis chapter 6. Go on over to make that 8 and 9. It's all over the place with this. Go to 9. Everywhere in my Bible, I see it. Amen. In verse 9, we see the first time that God put man on the earth was through Adam and Eve, correct? Adam and Eve there, and God gave a command, then God wiped it out and started all over again with what? With Noah's Ark, right? And right over again, when he started with Noah's Ark, he said to Noah again, and God blessed Noah and his sons. See that word bless? He blessed them, and he said unto them, so say the blessing and the command, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air and upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Somebody say praise the Lord. Doesn't that sound like a blessing? Right on the desktop you're going to see 08-10-01. The blessings of the Lord is what we're... Here it is, Genesis chapter 12. I got my notes on that laptop, but God's still giving it to us out of our spirit. Somebody say praise God for that. We looked at Adam, Noah. These are all covenants, aren't they? Covenant with Adam, the covenant with Noah, and the covenant with Abram. Now, God did what to Abram? He said to Abram in Genesis chapter 12, "Now the Lord God said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land I will show you." Look at somebody and say, get out. Look at somebody and just tell them, get out. Every once in a while, somebody has to tell somebody, get out. Amen? I mean, sometimes you got to get out in order to get in, don't you? So say, break out. Thank God. So we say, hallelujah. And God said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto what? A land I will show you. Notice that he said, get out now and I will show you. He didn't say, get out as I show you. I show you and get out. But he said, get out and I'll show you after you get out. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Notice that before we listen, God tells you what to do, and then he says, and when he tells you is when he expects you to do it, and then he tells you, right, what he will do. Notice that the first action was Abraham, what? Having to get out. He didn't say, when you get out, I will do this thing. He said, look, you get out now, and I will, that means in my appointed time, will do these things. But it will all start with you doing what? Get out. See, we always want it to be different when we get covenants with God and promises with God. We want God to do all the things he said he will do, and then we will do our stuff after he does all that other stuff. But notice he said, first of all, you take the first move, and my word is just like my move. And that's what we got to realize with God, is his word is his move. We don't have the word of, you know, we're not like God. Our word might not be as good as God's word. Amen. Every once in a while, we have to back our actions. Our actions and our step is as our faith. Our actions and God's word put together makes things happen. God says things and we respond to what God says. He said, you act on my word. His word is his will. And I will show unto thee a land that I will show unto you. That's one of the things I feel in my spirit right now. Amen. Do you have it for me? Don't worry about it. I'm all right without it. Oh, you said you got it? Well, praise the Lord. He said, I'm pretty much on anyhow, right? Give me my notes. I need the notes, brother. Somebody say hallelujah. Y'all enjoying this anyhow, aren't you? I'm confident in the word of God. I'm confident that it's right with God. Somebody say praise the Lord. We don't have to have much. Well, praise the Lord. Well, will you look at that? We're right on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Chris said, why did Brother Jesse give him that? Hallelujah. A land I will show you, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will what? Bless you. Everybody say, bless you. And make thy name great. And thou shalt be what? Didn't say you're just going to wait for a blessing. When God blesses you, you become what? When God blesses you, you become a walking blessing. And we're so often waiting for blessings to fall from heaven, and thank God they do. But there's a stronger revelation that God's trying to give us. You are a blessing waiting to manifest. We are the blessing that God is talking about. He said, listen, everything you put your hands to will be what? Prosper, and it will be blessed. Why? Because you are a what? A blessing.
Yes, hallelujah.
Blessings make blessings. And blessings happen around blessed people. Say, not only am I, listen, I am a blessing and I am blessed. We're so quick to wait for a blessing to fall from heaven, but we got to find out that already on the inside of us is a word. Like we were talking, it's like magic, magic, magic. There's a blessing on the inside of us. Wait, when we find out what God put on us, when we live this life that God called us to live and walk in, we won't have to wait for blessings to fall from trees and heavens around that corner. It will just start to happen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise the Lord. And I will bless, thank God, them that bless you. What a covenant. So say, this is what I have. And everybody that curses you, I'll curse. Isn't that something? This is the covenant that God wants us to walk in. Amen. When you become the blessing that God, listen, anybody can cuss you out when you're cussing them out. Amen. But when you decide to live the life that God wants you to live, say, listen, I'm going to live free of strife and all this mess. I'm going to be a blessing. When you decide to be a blessing, no one can curse a blessing. They can curse a curse. They can mess with any kind of flesh, anything. But listen, when you start to become what God says you are, if God says you're blessed and anybody tries to curse a blessing, they're in trouble. That's why that scripture comes to pass. Because they're trying to change the will of God. They're trying to recreate you in somebody else's image than what God created you to be. Somebody say, I am a blessing. This is what you're about to see. This is about what God wants to do. Listen, all of creation groans to see the manifestation of the sons of God. Anybody ever read that in the Bible? All of creation groans, and even we in our spirits groan to become the adoption of the sons of God. But what are we about? Listen, we want to become what God wants us to be, and we become what God wants us to be. We will be a blessing. Wasn't Jesus a blessing? One man said, listen, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And this treasure that we have on the inside of us is meant to be a blessing to all the world. Notice that when Jesus says, he said, I bring you tidings of great joy, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Doesn't it sound like there's a blessing? Now, if Jesus is a blessing, if Jesus is on the inside of us, that means that we also are this blessing that God intended us to be. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Look at somebody say relationships. How can you tell if someone's blessed? It's not necessarily all the stuff you have. It's who else is blessed with you. When people get in a relationship with you, is life going to get better or is it going to get worse? Somebody say praise God. When you get around blessed people, you will become blessed. Misery loves company, but also blessings. There are certain people you get around them, either you're going to have to come up a little bit. Somebody say, praise God. Blessed people have a good attitude, and when you hang around them, you're going to pick up that good attitude, that smile, that joy, that peace for living, that happiness. Blessings bless others. We're not infected by others. We affect others. There are so many Christians going around infecting people with all kind of junk instead of affecting them with the blessing of God. Somebody say praise God. When you meet someone and say, listen, my intention is to be a blessing about you, things are going to start to get better because God is on the inside of me. Your life is going to change just because you know me. And I'm finding out what God created me to be. You want to know who I am? My name is Blessed. And everything I get in a relationship, when I find out and I get myself together, guess what? Everybody else is going to be blessed too. And I do think it works. I do think it works. Somebody say, let it manifest. Let it be. And I think that's God's. You listen, we should think. Everyone should think for the needs of the others and the other one's concerns and all of these other things. Somebody say, let it manifest. So say, as long as I can be a blessing, I will be blessed. I'm blessed that I might be a blessing. So I'm going to say, praise God. Be careful how you handle those blessings. I think we can get about, how many do we need to catch this? To catch this thing. Anybody wondering about themselves? I think we can get about four that can grab a hold of this. Amen. And so Abraham did what? So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Listen to this. A person is blessed not just waiting for a blessing. That's really strange to me. Because, you know, I get in these services and I can just see blessings above people. It's like this glory there. You just know something good's there for them. And I just can't understand. And I know that. There are things in the heavenlies for people, and I know that that's our confession right now. Something good, something great is about to happen to you, and you got a blessing on the way. So say, there's a blessing on the way. But just because there's a blessing on the way, we don't change our focus waiting just for that blessing. We need to be focused on being the blessing for somebody else. When you are blessed, you will be blessed. Write that down. I said, why are you speaking all these parables? When you are blessed, you will be blessed. And when you are blessed, you will be a blessing. You are a blessing. Now, I want to give you something real quick to think about this thing that God did for you. Says, and God blessed them. Basically, when God created us and he cuts a covenant, he blesses you, he says something over you. It's like a coronation service. Anybody ever seen that? And they pronounce a sentence over that individual. And there's a word over that individual. Say, listen, you are blessed. And he marks you with favor, with grace, and with mercy, that you might be able to fulfill your destiny. You got like a passport to get over in life. And that is the blessing of God on you. Listen, favor works toward you because you are blessed. Notice, amen? Favor and grace is multiplied to you because God said that you were blessed. When you're going to get a revelation of the blessing of God on your life, that you are a blessing, you're going to start to be able to take advantage more readily of the benefits that God has for you. Amen. Of grace, of mercy, of power. Amen. Of a supernatural prayer life. Amen. Somebody say, I want what's right in my life to manifest. I am already blessed. Let grace show the world. Let mercy show the world. All those other things, amen, were meant to shore up what God already said. We spend so much time trying to get blessed when we're already blessed. And we need to pull off all the crud of the world, all of these actions that hinder the blessing of God on our life from manifesting. Amen. If you just strip yourself, you'll find your blessing. Somebody say amen. I think that's about enough. I think if we get any more, we'll just get a little bit weird and lose people. Amen. How do we start? Where do we want people to go? We talk about this. We open it up. Why do we say this? Where do I want you to go tonight? First of all, I want you to realize that you are already blessed, that God spoke something over you before the foundation of the world. Amen. That God said, listen, this is Mary, this is this one, amen. And I say to you right now in Jesus' name, you are blessed. And what you need to do is you need to work the word. Amen. Hallelujah. What do you think all this stuff is about, this debar that's over the whole world? The number one selling book right now, the Jabez Prayer. What is that prayer that Jabez prayed? Did anybody read the book? What did Jabez pray? Lord, bless me indeed. Bless me indeed, enlarge my territory. Amen. Praise God. Everybody say, bless me indeed. Well, I believe that all these people that are reading this book and they're sowing all this word out there, people wanting to be blessed of God, and they're trying to go for all these other things, and God's giving you revelation how to have that blessing start to manifest. That's why this confession thing isn't calling those things. You know, confession is just throwing things in the wind. Confession is really speaking the truth. And the truth really is, I am blessed. I am already blessed. I'm not waiting to be blessed. Glory to God. On the inside of me, I'm calling forth those things that are on the inside of me. Amen. And reminding myself what God already said. And I expect it to manifest. Somebody say, praise God. Now, the Bible says that the blessing of the Lord... said, oh, it makes me so mad when he goes there. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. I can preach in it. You know, I can preach. We're all on our, you know, get right, get left. You're on your way to hell, ready to burn, and people shout and scream. Amen. But it's amazing that when you start to really talk about some of these other things, you know, people get a little off guard. Amen. So within everybody, is the possibility, amen, is God's word already on that situation concerning your peace of mind, your freedom from sorrow, amen, and poverty. So he said, it's already taking care of me. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Did we learn anything tonight? Did we learn anything tonight? Somebody say, this is a new day. Praise God. His mercies are new every morning. And God's starting to introduce you to yourself. Praise God. The first thing you got to realize is that you already have the winning number. People try to treat God like lotto. You know, you got to guess the numbers. When you get all the numbers right, then things will start to happen. You've already won with God before you even started. Amen. God already spoke over you. Amen. He created you that he might bless you. He didn't give you a chance to mess it up. So I said, before I messed up, I was already blessed. Before I was born to these parents that didn't care enough about me, I was already blessed. Before I had all these hard knocks in life, I was already blessed. Somebody say, thank God. The hardships that we go through in life and all these little disadvantages that we think, all of our stuff that keep us so trapped in a hole that we just can't make it out, before any of that mess ever happened to you, before you even know who you were, God knew who you were. He called you blessed. Before you knew your name, you were known as blessing. If you want to bless me, Lord, he says, I already did. That's all right with me. Somebody say praise God. And we've been praying a prayer around here in this house. Listen, I need you to lead me. Wherever you go, wherever you are, I don't want to be far. Open my eyes and let me see the vision that you have. And part of that vision that God has for you is that you are blessed. And your destiny. And you'll only accomplish your destiny knowing who you are. That on the inside of you, that there's a possibility, a blessing, amen, that God wants to manifest. Say, I'm already blessed. Even with what I got in my wallet right now, I'm blessed. Even what I don't think I have or I possess, I'm blessed. You have more than enough to get over to where God wants you to go. You can be fruitful and multiply. So let it be. Let me tell you where the biggest place of best thing is in obedience. It's not in who you work for. It's not in how many hours you work. Amen. Praise God. It's not according to the stock market. It's not according to any of that mess. It's according to you just doing what God tells you to do and being faithful about it. He will give you peace of life. And God will take care of you. And don't you fret about tomorrow. God can handle it. Thank you, Jesus. So everybody just pray. Father, we trust you with all of our heart, with all of our mind. We pray that you would give us enlightenment in this area, oh God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Teach us, Father God, never to fear, but to always trust. Manifest your blessing over us in Jesus' name, Father God. Take away all of our fear, all of our dread, Father God, all of these concerns, Lord. Father God, listen, before we even ask, you know, Father God, you've already taken care of it when you said that we were blessed, Father God. So, Father God, as they receive revelation on who they are and what they have within them, Father God, let them start to use that anointing, that blessing that's on the inside of them, Father God, to change the lives of others, to bring a brighter day, Father God, to make rooms smell better, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, wherever they go, let there be a fresh wind of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. When they walk into the room, Father God, let the sun shine. And Father God, I say, listen, the blessing has come. In Jesus' name. Father God, we pray against every foul wind in Jesus' name. Father God, any spirit that tries to attach themselves to them, Father God, and buffet them, Father God. Father God, any spirit that overshadows the spirit that you have given them, Father God, we call that spirit to naught right now in Jesus' name, Father God. That the core of every believer, of every individual, Father God, is a blessing, Father God. They have potential, Father God. They have a reason to live, Father God. They have a gift. They have an anointing, Father God. Let it shine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're not saved tonight, you're definitely going to hell. We want you to be saved. Somebody say, praise God. I'm trying to work myself out of a job. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know who's saved tonight. We got a couple visitors here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's important to give your life to Jesus Christ. Whether you real people aren't talking about being saved anymore, but there is something about being born again. Being born again is a supernatural thing that happens. Amen. You receive the life of God within you. It's just you just don't pick up a group of teachings and decide to go to church. Something happens. And don't you ever forget it. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, behold, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Everybody must be born again again. Amen. Plus, beside that, you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need to set your spirit free. Amen. And flip things right. Amen. Clean out the cobwebs on the inside and walk this life out the way God wants you to walk it out. Amen. And you need to stay filled with the Spirit of God. Not just a one-time thing. We had two people that were baptized on the Holy Ghost on Wednesday night. Somebody say, praise the Lord. But the Bible says to continue to be filled. Continue to be filled. Continue to be filled. Listen, how do you stay continually filled? By constantly singing to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Meditating in the Word of God. Keeping yourself before God. And, you know, and just worshiping God and praying on in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Maintain this blessing that you have. Amen. By doing that. If anybody's sick in your body, we're also here to pray for anybody. Amen. And if you're sick, I guarantee if I can't get you healed, Kathy can. Somebody say, praise God, or some of these others. Amen. That's a real easy job for me. Amen. Yeah. Turn it on someone else. Hallelujah. Praise God that everybody's needs might be met. Well, Brother Jesse, I'm going to do this. I guess I received tonight's offering. Isn't that good? Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. If you need an offering envelope, we have one right here. Or we only got five of them. Hallelujah. If you're giving by cash tonight, amen. We have an offering envelope for you. You can decide as to how you're going to sow that. If you're giving in check, you don't need an offering envelope. Amen. You spell million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And you pray as to what you should do. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's kind of like that thing that God wants you to be blessed to the level to that you're able to give into unto every good work. What a, gosh, I'd like to be able to do that because there are a lot of good works around. I can't afford to give to every one of them. My goodness. Every time you don't even turn on TBN, you know, you always find somebody you want to give some money to or blessing. Amen. Praise God. Whenever you become all that God wants you to be, peacefully, amen, you'll have more than enough to do what God wants you to do. Being blessed is more than, you know, more than just learning about a bunch of prosperity. Thank God that stuff helps. Amen. But it will just naturally happen as you find out who you are in God. It will peacefully take place. And there are a lot of people that got a lot of money, but they are definitely not blessed. There are a lot of people with a lot of money, but they are truly not blessed. They got money with a lot of sorrow. They can't control what they do with their life, where they go, how they do, when they smile and when they don't smile. Amen. And they're always in fear. You know, God can tell them to do anything, you know, and they're afraid to do it. Amen. Because they're not blessed. You're not blessed until you have control. Amen. Until you're able to make decisions about your life and follow the Holy Ghost. And I tell you what, ain't nobody freer than I know to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm blessed and I can afford to believe and trust God. Amen. Amen. I don't believe God. You know, it's not where the dollar signs is. That's not blessing. Amen. That's fear. Blessing is I know that God is my source, my provider, that he'll make a way out of no way. And I trust him enough and it's going to be all right. Somebody say amen. Blessed. Blessed. People will be blessed before they started painting paper green. Amen. People were blessed before we had the internal revenue and all these other things. Amen. So bank accounts and all those things, their things are nice. And sure, the blessing of the Lord will change some of those things and make those things better. But if you're just totally looking at that as to, it will tell you whether you're blessed or not, you're missing the best of God. Amen. Amen. Being blessed is having power and authority to do and be who God wants you to be. Amen. And if you were able to make some decisions about your life today and follow through on it, I tell you what, you are blessed. Because I think that's going to be the curse of tomorrow. People are going to be under the control of society and so many things. And all these other things dictated. You know, that's a curse. Bondage is a curse. Bondage is a curse. And people for fear. How am I going to eat? How am I going to drink? How am I going to do all these other things? I got to do all these things. I won't be able to do it. I tell you what, that is a curse. Amen. But when you find about it, says, listen, I'm blessed. I don't have to worry about those things. I'm going to do what God wants me to do, and God will make a way. I don't care what's in the kitchen cabinet. I'm blessed to trust God. And when you do that, you'll find it manifest. Praise God. Hold that offering up right now. We got a gold offering plate here. Somebody say, praise God. Pray over that offering. How many are glad to be able to sow tonight?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, who wants to bless this offering tonight? Who wants to pray over it? Praise God. Who's got a big, strong prayer life then? Mom, you want to come up and pray over this offering? Andale. Is that right? Mom is up here and slaps me, no.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen.